I read that you had studied with him. I thought, well, this is my only chance to find out who this character was.
Yeah, that, too, is a reflection of a remarkable period in American music. Philip James had been a band conductor in World War I. He became an extremely well-known kind of arranger. Robert Russell Bennett, Morton Gould, being fair to both of them, because Philip James was an extraordinary musician, but that was his background. He was teaching at NYU. He was teaching conducting and sort of routine theory courses. But above all, he was the conductor of a symphony orchestra. And where was that symphony orchestra? In a radio station. Every major radio station in New York had a full professional symphony orchestra. You heard later about the NBC with Toscanini, but there was already an NBC orchestra, CBS orchestra under Frank Black. Some of you might remember that name. And WOR, it was the Bamberger Symphony, because Bambergers owned the station, under Philip James. And one night it was a full symphony orchestra, another night a string orchestra drawn from it, another night a wind ensemble drawn from it, another night a combination of all of these things. And for example, when we studied conducting on Saturday mornings at Washington Square College, Philip James would bring down a skeleton but complete orchestra, and we would be made to conduct this orchestra. And in conducting this orchestra, for example, what happened? I remember the three pieces we did with the first Beethoven symphony, the Till Eulenspiegel, and L'Histoire des Soldats. And we would conduct, and as we conducted, if we gave a false cue, the instrument would enter. They knew these pieces cold. We heard all of our mistakes. It's the kind of thing that is hardly available anymore and represents the kind of musicianship that meant the most to Philip James, who won a $10,000 in those days prize with a piece called WGZBX. And what it was one of these virtuoso pieces, the result of walking down the corridors of a radio station and hearing the sort of slicing and montage of various things coming out of various stations. He remained a very dear friend of mine. He lived till about the age of 80 and was, you know, when I began